V'hatorah niknet barba'im u'shmona dvarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Alana Glatt from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And today, we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Erech Apayim. There's an incredible story we love to tell our children that's brought in the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos about one of the most inspiring leaders in Jewish history, the great Hillel HaZaken. The story goes that there was once two men who struck a bet between themselves over whether one of them could succeed in getting Hillel angry. Confident that he could, this man sought out Hillel at the time when our communal Jewish nerves are most frayed, on Erev Shabbos, close to sunset, and just as Hillel was in the bathhouse, no less. Despite his persistent attempts to annoy Hillel with unimportant and bizarre questions each time he tried to return to finish his Shabbos preparations, the tzaddik just wouldn't lose his cool. In fact, the story concludes with the chutzpahdik bet taker himself losing his temper instead. In many ways, Hillel's steady calm in the face of unexpected disruptions is a classic example of a feature of Hashem's, that of his being in Erech Apayim. We might be familiar with this term from the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of God's mercy we recite in the Slichot prayers, and it's normally translated as slowness to anger or patience. Now in mankind, not only is this attribute a mark of perfection and one which will allow us to lead happier lives, us and our husbands and our children and all those around us, but being slow to anger is also a characteristic which Chazal tell us will enable us to better attain mastery of the Torah. The question is, how? And to gain a deeper understanding of a specific Kinyan HaTorah, I'd like to illustrate two ways in which this is true. On one level, anger is a strong and overwhelming emotion. If one is distracted by feelings of rage, then one certainly will be unable to properly digest new information that one is trying to grasp, or to think things through in a fashion that will lead to a true and accurate understanding of that material. It's relatively simple and probably a bit self-understood. But on a second level, Chazal means something a bit deeper as well. If one is patient, then one will be better able to sit on a topic and slowly and steadily tease out its depth. Beyond that, a person will be better equipped to listen to the ideas of others. In fact, Hillel's school, Beis Hillel, was famous for always paying careful attention to the opinions of their rivals and would even allow them to be cited first. By exhibiting patience in our quest for knowledge, we are more likely to arrive at the truth in its most pristine form. In line with this idea, another angle of understanding how the midah trait of Erech Apayim allows one to acquire the Torah can be gleaned by taking a new look at the word Erech used here itself. How can one genuinely achieve such self-control? By playing what I like to call the long game. By realizing that the here and now, this passing moment, might feel triggering and upsetting, but ultimately, it is really just this passing moment, and it will pass. And before we respond in anger or frustration and harm a special relationship or fail to appreciate what is being conveyed, we would do better to consider the long-term consequences of doing so, and thereby restrain our emotions and let time pass. Seeing the bigger picture, the value of the other person's feelings, the importance of hearing the message being given over, is a surefire recipe for success. If we set our hearts and our minds to it, we can emulate the great Hillel, and greater still, the Ribono Shel Olam himself. What a powerful lesson. May we be so zoche. Thank you for learning together.